Back in February, Senate Bill 140 passed the legislature by a near unanimous vote, the first significant bipartisan legislation to pass in recent memory. Representative Rebecca Himshute is an independent. She's still reeling from Governor Dunleavy's veto.
My heart is just breaking in this situation because there was so much good and so much effort that went into SB 140. It really kind of represented the best of what we can do in Juneau. And to have that unilaterally crushed is hard.
Himshute is a career educator who spent many years teaching at Kikuchihin Elementary in Sitka. Senate Bill 140 would have increased per-pupil funding for public schools, the base student allocation, for the first time in 8 years. She's not sure why Republicans who voted for the education bill the first time then defected on the override vote. Himshute doesn't think the legislature will go back to the drawing board.
And I'm going to be fairly blunt with you right now. It is very hard to rally energy to dive back into a conversation on education. And I'm passionate about education. I think folks who know me know that it's kind of the center of my universe. And I'm struggling to find energy to have more conversations about it. So all of that to say there are still options out there. There are still things we can do.
One of those options is a one-time allocation similar to last year. However, there's little certainty in it. Last year, the legislature agreed to give school districts an additional $680 per pupil, but the governor vetoed half of it. Himshute says Senate Bill 140 really was our best option. Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka also voted to override. Stedman, like the governor, is a Republican, but he's never been a fan of the brinkmanship that takes place in the Capitol. He said that SB 140 started as a way to bring better internet to Alaska's rural schools. Now that, plus all other elements of the bill, have been shot down with the veto. He called it collateral damage. He told the Alaska Beacon, "I find it distasteful, extremely distasteful, that the rural children of our state are virtually held hostage over our squabbling with the base student allocation." Representative Rebecca Himshute says there is an upside. It's not happening in a last-minute rush or in a special session when legislators are heading for the door. If there's any good news in this situation, she said, it's the fact that we do still have half this session to go. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.